you're going to be hanging around Terry Ford Show podcast. I'm going to give you my opinion about vocal leadership and motivation. And I think I'm the only person in this world that has this opinion. Matter of fact, only person in the solar system that has this opinion. But first, here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
We're a very confident football team, and we feel like we can overcome any adversity. We have before, we will again. I don't care what walk of life you're in. You're going to go through tough times. You're going to go through adversity. You're going to walk through darkness. You got to know you got to keep walking. What's the old saying? We're going through hell. Keep going. You know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep going. We're going to find a way out.
There's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. And you got to love Johnny. When you're going through hell, you just got to keep on going. Got to keep on moving. Hey, Todd, what about a country song? Like, if you're going through hell, keep on going because the devil's chasing you with a pitchfork and whatever. I think it's a country song. Yeah, I don't know who sang it. I only know one country artist now, Carrie Underwood. That's all I got. So maybe Carrie Underwood sung it. I don't know. See if you can find it. There's John Harbaugh talking about, hey, you know, tough times. We just got to keep going. So what else do you want John Harbaugh to say? Do you want John Harbaugh to get up, walk to the microphone in front of the media, and say, all right, fellas, let's start this thing off right now with, we're 0-3. We have no chance to make the playoffs. I'll be happy if we win a game. Have you watched us? I'll be happy if we don't go 0-16. Have you watched our secondary? They couldn't cover a kicking tee. Please. Playoff run? Yeah, whatever. Of course, John Harbaugh couldn't say that. John Harbaugh's got to, you know, break out the motivational stuff. You know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. When you're going through hell, keep on moving. Win one for the Gipper. Even though the Gipper doesn't play for the Ravens, win one for him anyway. And this week, I've heard a ton of this, but you know, the Ravens defense, it's been so bad because it's missing Terrell Suggs. It's missing their vocal leader. The Ravens need a vocal leader on defense. And I'm like, no, the Ravens need playmakers on defense. They don't need vocal leaders. They need guys who can cover receivers and sack the quarterback and tackle people and win on the line of scrimmage and pick off passes and force fumbles. They don't need some guy with a bullhorn going, okay, come on, guys, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's try hard. Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. And look, I know I'm in the minority on this. Matter of fact, I might be the only guy in the country to think this way. I don't think the Ravens need Terrell Suggs, the vocal leader. They need Terrell Suggs, the playmaker. And for the folks saying, hey, you know, Terrell Suggs, if he was there being a vocal leader, the Ravens would be blowing these leads. Well, wasn't Terrell Suggs on the field when the Ravens blew the lead against New England in the playoffs? Well, wasn't Terrell Suggs on the field when the Ravens blew the lead against San Diego in the regular season at M&T Bank Stadium? I mean, don't you think Terrell Suggs was in the huddle during that loss to New England and that loss to San Diego last season? Going, come on, fellas. Come on, man. Come on, guys. Let's do this. Bleep, bleep, bleepity, bleep, 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 bleep. Don't you think he was doing that? I mean, he's the vocal leader, right? Wasn't working. Why? Ravens had no playmakers on defense in the secondary. I think you motivate yourself. Now, are there times that someone can motivate you in life? Yes, it happens. But for the most part, there's only one person in this world that's going to motivate you. So get up, walk over to your mirror, and look at that person. You. You're the only person that's going to motivate you. I mean, think about life for a minute. You know, there are things in life you love to do, you want to do real bad, you can't wait to do, right? It could be anything. It could be, you know, go out with your buddies. It could be go to the gym. There are things you love to do. Maybe you love scrapbooking. I don't know. Maybe you love going out in the garage and building stuff. So those things, you motivate yourself, right? But there are things in life that you're not motivated to do. Like, you know, when the woman says, hey, honey, you know, you promised to go to Joann Fabric with me today. Oh, God. You're not very motivated for that. You're not putting your heart and soul in it. Even though you go, you know, it's like you're being held at gunpoint or you're being threatened to be waterboarded. Or the idea, honey, can you lug those 40 pounds of trash out to the front stoop? You're not very motivated. You don't put your heart in it. You don't put an effort into it. You do it because, you know, you got to do it, but you're not motivated. And you could have all the motivational speakers in the world around you. You could have Al Pacino from Any Given Sunday giving you an inspirational speech. Remember this?
In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face.
I don't think Al Pacino giving you that motivational speech while you're lugging 40 pounds of trash out to the front stoop is going to make you do it any better or love it even more. You're not going to go, gee, Al, I really hated this until you started motivating me. Now I love carrying trash. I'm going to knock on the neighbor's door and see if they have any trash that needs to go out. So to me, again, you don't need vocal leaders. You need playmakers. That's how you win games. Guys on the field making plays, not guys on the field standing around barking at you. That's not going to do it. You could have Tony Robbins following you up and down the field, screaming you motivational, you know, phrases. It's not going to matter if you're not very good. Last Sunday, you could have had Ray Lewis, one of the greatest motivational leaders in the history of the NFL, stand next to Ravens corner Jimmy Smith, doing the squirrel, throwing grass in the air and going, come on, Jimmy, play like a mad dog. And Jimmy Smith still couldn't have covered A.J. Green. All Jimmy Smith would have saw is the back of A.J. Green's jersey as he ran by him yet again. Tell you what, here's what we'll do. If you believe in this whole vocal leader thing, you can have 11 vocal leaders. I'll take 11 playmakers, and I will whoop you. I will whoop you. My playmakers will be running around your vocal leaders making plays while your vocal leaders are sitting there screaming, we got to get, come on, we got to stop these guys. You need playmakers. Not vocal leaders. So Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh can motivate all he wants all week, do all the motivational speeches, hand out motivational literature, show motivational videos. But would John Harbaugh need Thursday against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field? Playmakers. Flat out playmakers. Hey, I know, maybe this week, to get the players motivated, John Harbaugh can invite Bluto from Animal House to Owings Mills to give his classic motivational speech.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Nice work, Todd. What was that, Todd? You got my country song? There was a country song, right? If you're going through hell. All right, fire it up for me. Hit me.
If you're going through
and see, that was Carrie Underwood, right? It sounded just like her. In my ear, Rodney Atkins? I wouldn't know Rodney Atkins from Rodney Harrison. I had no clue. So there you go, Terry Ford Show podcast. Comments on Twitter at Radio Terry Ford. I want to thank my crew of thousands who helped me put this thing together. We'll talk again real soon.